KZOS, KZ4TMA. TMA, mobile and monitoring.
UN4ZLK.
Simon, KZ4TMA. Sorry, come back with your call sign for me again. I didn't quite catch it.
For Zulu Lima Kilo, N4ZLK, Shane. I talked to you the other night.
Hey, yes. Hey, Shane. How are you? That's right. We spoke the other night when I was trying to get a hold of Gary, I think it was, not Walt, as you corrected me. Yeah, how you doing today?
With a HT. I hope I don't lose it. Last night I had about a 35-minute conversation with Gary, and I thought about who it was that was wanting to get a hold of him, and I couldn't remember until you threw your call out there, and then I realized that was you.
No worries. No, you might have heard me a minute ago. I was actually just, I called him to see if he happened to be monitoring right now, see if I could catch him. But no, let's see, if you're mobile on HT, sound pretty good to me. I'm mobile in my car right now, which I always am. It's my only rig right now. But yeah, you're coming through all right to me. Sometime. Like I said the other night, it seems I can never make it on a Wednesday night, but I want to get a hold of him and let him know what I'm interested in so that, maybe so somebody can relay my interest in swapping some equipment. But I'll catch him at some point. So are you, is that where you stay? You're up in TR? Is that your home?
West of TR, in Cleveland, about 30 minutes northwest of Travelers Rest.
Yeah, we love Traveler's Rest, but yeah, sounds like you're a little ways out. I'm down in on the south side of Greenville is where we are. And again, I have pretty good luck hitting this repeater from here, but as you know, I'm pretty new at it. So every time I make contact with anybody, it still seems like a awesome miracle that my little mobile rig here is hitting the repeater and talking to someone else. So the novelty certainly hadn't worn off for me yet.
The difference, especially on HD. I live about 3, maybe 4 miles just due south, or maybe a little southwest of the repeater. I can see the lights flashing at nighttime.
You definitely get away with an HT on a regular basis. Yeah, certainly. Now, I've found from my front porch, there are certain few spots where I can use a little HT with about 7 watts, and people tell me I hit it very clearly. But again, if I move just a couple feet to the left, you know, then I'm all white noise. But yeah, if you're right there at the base of it, I'm sure you can hit it pretty well.
A couple of mobile rigs, one in my work vehicle and one in my personal vehicle. And I haven't set anything up at the house yet because it's such an easy shot. Sorry, excuse me. But I might be hitting the shadow here in a second. Let me know if I drop out.
I can understand. No, if you've got such an easy shot, seems like no point setting up a base station. Well, yeah, it sounds like you think you might be hitting the shadow, but I'm actually at my destination and need to hop out anyway. So I'll say 73s, and thanks again for giving me Gary's info, and I'll get a hold of him at some point. And, yeah, thanks for shouting back today. Have a good day.
Good to hear you. Enjoy your day. N4ZLK.
KZ4TMA, clear.
So we're always the second weekend of the month, so that second Saturday, so I know where I'll be the second on Saturday morning, the second Saturday of each month. So it's something I can do.
That kind and sweet of your church to do that. My dad was a pastor, and we had done it too when he was pastoring for years.
Two Presbyterian churches, one Lutheran church, one Methodist church, that are the four initial sponsors of it. We're the ones that put it, got together and put this together. And it's on the site of one of the Presbyterian churches because it's on a main road out here. And then we've got one other little Baptist church that comes and helps us, you know, occasionally that's come to be a part of us. And they spread out over the 4 weeks of every month, and also we get it covered. And then every now and again, when there's a fifth Saturday, my church doubles back and covers the fifth Saturday, too.
Well, my dad called me, and I am helping him. He apparently had a leak in his house, and we've been trying to chase this stupid leak down, and I think I finally found it, and one of his copper pipes ended up basically getting a pinhole leak.
It can happen. A fire station over here has their big hook and ladder truck up with a big flag flying for it today. All in response to the folks who 20 years ago gave up their lives to help people.
Definitely a horrible day, but I'm glad to see at least some people acknowledging it and remembering it.
One of the radio clubs I belong to, which is a worked all station DX awards net on all of our nets tonight, we're going to hold a moment of silence at the beginning of each of our nets to, in response to all of this. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight in response to that. So, everything, but it's a pretty day out here. But I'm just too blooming tired to be intrigued by it, you know?
I hear you there. It is a beautiful day. I'm glad. Next week they're talking about it being up in the high 90s again.
Do without that. I don't like the temperatures below about 65. I feel it because late this morning when I left, it was 57 degrees when I left my house at 7:01 this morning. I don't like it when it gets above about 83 degrees, so it just has to deal with it, as they say.
I'm all right with it a little on the colder side. It doesn't bother me too much. I came from up north where, like I said, my dad was a pastor, and he had a church up there. So up there, it was always cold, so I kind of got used to it. Starts to get up to the high 90s, 100, and it's
120%
humidity.
Most of that, but that's not your fault. It's because of where I was. There's a place I go onto my road headed to my house that dips down, and there's a very heavy tree line, and radio waves don't get through the trees too well. So it gets real spotty there. But yeah, I got the gist of what you were saying. Well, I don't like it real cold, I don't like it real hot, but that's due to the age factor and everything else. And the fact that after I had cancer and survived that, cold weather affects me even more. So I deal with it as best I can.
I didn't catch your name and call sign. Can you repeat that for me?
Okay, the name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee, and I live over here in the Moore, South Carolina area. And my call is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, WU2T. Or as my friends keep saying, I'm wound up too tight.
I like that. That's nice.
This is KI4 calls. I had a KD4 call years ago. My first call was a KD4 call, so... this is my fourth one, and this will probably be the one I have till the end of my time, as they say.
term Minds of Vanity call sign now. I was trying to look. My grandpa was, I found out, was a ham radio operator, but I cannot find his old call sign at all. I was actually hoping to get it, but I think he probably let it lapse.
By anybody else, I mean, it's still out there available. You can get it as a vanity call, and because my wife at one time had her father's call after he passed away, she had his call, and then of course she passed away, and her brother got it. And now he passed away, and so there's nobody having that call again, and I haven't gone for it. I've stayed with my call, so. This one I've got is good for CW, and that's what I got it for.
Ask how you actually go about finding somebody's old call sign, because I have no clue what his actual call sign was.
There are a couple places online you can go looking, and if you've got the name, the exact name, you can look it up on the FCC website, too, if you do a search by name. And you can usually find it that way most of the time. And well, I am pulling into my driveway, and I've got ice cream in the car, and I need to get it inside and get it in the freezer before it melts any worse than it is. I'll talk to you later, and hopefully you'll be able to find that out and do the search. And if you can find somebody that has an old call book that they can look it up by name, you know, when he was a ham, they can look it up by name and tell you what it was. So if you look at, you know, just put a search out there for old ham radio call books, and you'll probably find something about it. All right, well, I'm in my driveway. Let me get out and get inside. Talk to you later. W2T clear.
Thank you so much for the help, and it was a pleasure talking to you, even if it was for a few minutes. Enjoy that ice cream, and I'm KI4DTY, and I'm on your 73.